Yes, related to the implementation guidelines, the common expectations of not just only our company, but the industry is that they should be out as fast as possible so that we would have time for adoption. And in designing those, we should, or Commission should, take advantage of existing best practices and also involve experts in the field, because how global supply chains operate, this is really an area that requires expertise and consultation with those that have been working in the implementation of global purchasing in companies as well as public sector. Also, a few examples of where guidance need to be clear, for instance, is what is good enough for the stakeholder engagement. So I brought earlier an example of nearly 10 tiers of supplier tiers. What is good for the meaningful dialogue there? Are we talking about the stakeholder dialogue at the level of final assembly partners, component manufacturers, going lower to the smelters and their impacts, or traders and logistics supply chains all the way to the down, the traders on the ground, or the miners and mining communities? So there are many layers of the stakeholder dialogues, and therefore designing this meaningful approach is something that companies will need to have some guidance for. Similarly, for instance, what does a good remedy look like? So here, practical guidance would also be very much needed. Secondly, on the national level, harmonization and avoidance of duplicative and burdensome requirements is needed, so that we would really put attention on where the issues are, and not end up in companies having to report over some of the very local supply chains in those countries, even if they deliver globally sourced products in the country, but their purchasing is organized through some of their global hubs and headquarter countries. And then finally, learning. So using CSDDD also on the policy level for learning about what are those common root causes, how could we leverage actually also EU's and national authorities' networks in third countries, and how could we help, for instance, companies to organize that meaningful stakeholder dialogue on the ground, where they may be better resourced in facilitating some of that dialogue.